Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. So, everyone at WVIA News is a multimedia journalist. That means we're on the radio, on TV, and on digital platforms. You might be watching this online right now rather than listening to it on the radio, but we can't do anything online without the help of our director of digital at WVIA, Chris Zellers. And he's here with me now to talk about some new ways to find WVIA News online. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you so much for being here. This is the first time you've been on News Voices.
Yes, it is. It's crazy to be on this side of the camera.
Yes.
It's exciting. Very exciting.
You're usually very much behind the scenes.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. What do you do behind the scenes to get WVIA News online?
So everything, basically the heart of the digital side of news, all rests in what we call a content management system, or CMS for short. We use one that's provided by NPR to us called Grove. And it's essentially the entire news team will go in and craft their stories within Grove. They'll attach audio pieces to it, and then they'll schedule them out and publish them. There's a review process. It all goes off, hopefully, without a hitch. Sometimes there are, I get calls to come into the newsroom to help out, but most of the time we've got a nice flow going. But now we're actually diving into, which I'm sure we're going to talk more about, but we're getting more and more into video in addition to podcasts. So the tools that we're using are starting to expand.
So we did specifically want to talk about YouTube, where some of our viewers might be watching this right now.
I hope they are.
Yes, definitely. So WVIA News now has its own separate YouTube channel. WVIA has had one for quite some time. Can you talk about why we decided to separate those out?
Absolutely. So it's a great problem to have in that we're getting more and more and more and more news content that's coming out now with all the podcasts, with News Voices, Sports Voices, Up to Date. There's at least one, if not two, pieces of news content coming out on YouTube every day. And so when that was combined, when we only had one channel, the main flagship WVIA channel, we were starting to develop almost like a conflict of interest when it comes to audiences, because we've noticed trends in that audience were very different from the core educational / documentary programming that we have on WVIA versus the news. Our audiences for the core product, they skewed a little bit older. A lot more male than female, whereas the news was a lot more balanced, and then it was actually skewing a little bit younger in the 35 to 44 demographic. We learned some of this through just measuring our analytics, but we also were fortunate to get a consultation session from PBS Digital Studios, which has 30 million subscribers, so they know a few things about YouTube. And so they basically kind of confirmed our suspicion in that we're essentially confusing the YouTube algorithm by basically throwing out two different products from the same channel. So it's not really serving it to the right people. So we decided to make the split and focus, create a flagship channel, and then create the WVIA News dedicated channel so that we can kind of really hone in on that audience that are hungry for news and hopefully serve them better and just give them what they're looking for.
All right. We only have a little bit of time left, but is YouTube and video podcasting the future of WVIA News, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, when we look at the statistics right now on YouTube, video podcasts are the fifth most popular format on the channel. I mean, and this is when you think of YouTube, you think of gaming channels, you think of, you know, Mr. Beast and, you know, how-to channels. But yeah, video podcasts are right up there towards the top. So there's lots of room for growth. And I think that's where we really need to invest more resources and time to get the message out there.
All right. Well, everyone, do Chris a favor and subscribe to the WVIA News.
Please do.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.